I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf Staff and Practicers. There's a fellow who works in Manhattan who recently asked me a question that he found a minyan near his office, which they daven mincha early in the afternoon, and immediately following mincha they daven ma'ariv. Even though it's before shkia, before sunset, they still daven ma'ariv early. And he wanted to know whether it would be okay for him to daven at that minyan, because it would be a tremendous convenience for him. Many times he only finishes work late at night. By the time he gets home, it's not always easy for him to go out in order to catch a minyan for ma'ariv. And it would be much easier for him to be able to daven at this Ma'ariv minyan, even though it's before Shkia, it's before sunset. He wants to know whether that would be okay. So the Mishnah on yesterday's daf, Brachos Daf Chavav, recorded a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan about what the appropriate time to daven mincha is, what the appropriate time to daven Ma'ariv is. Rabbi Yehuda was of the opinion that a person could daven mincha until plag ha-mincha. He can't daven mincha until sunset, rather he is only able to daven mincha until plag ha-mincha, which is approximately an hour and 15 minutes before Shkia, before sunset. And after Plag HaMincha, then he's able to daven Ma'ariv. While the Rabbanan argue, the Rabbanan say that someone could daven Mincha all the way until sunset, until Shkia. And only after Shkia could someone begin to daven Ma'ariv. The Gemara in today's daf, Rachos Daf Chav Zayin, concludes that there is no clear hachra, there is no psak on this machlokas. Uda Ovid Kemar Ovid. Every individual has the right to decide whether he wishes to follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, or if he wishes to follow the opinion of the Rabbanan. And this is in fact quoted by the Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim Reish Lama Gimel, Sif Aleph, that every individual has the right to paskin how he wishes. And therefore, if someone would want to daven at this Mincha Ma'ariv Minyan, assuming that the Mincha was being davened before Plag HaMincha, and following that would be Ma'ariv after Plag HaMincha, that would be following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, and that would be okay. The truth is, Rashi and Tosis and Brachos Daf Beis say that their communities, that was the practice. They followed the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda and they davened Ma'ariv before sunset. But the Shulchan Aruch continues. The Shulchan Aruch says that although every individual truly does have the right to either follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda or follow the opinion of Rabbanan, he has to be consistent. Shulchan Aruch writes, "V'hu she'yase le'olam kichad minayu." You have to be consistent in how you pass him, either like Rabbi Yehuda or like Rabbanan. And therefore, if you sometimes want to daven Ma'ariv early, before sunset, then you can't daven Mincha after Plag. If you wish to daven Mincha sometimes after Plag, many times, most shuls, people are home, Sunday afternoons, whenever they're not at work, they daven at a Mincha Minyan, that's after Plag HaMincha. It's right before Shkia, but it's after Plag, and therefore they wouldn't be able to daven Ma'ariv before sunset, because that would be inconsistent. But there is one exception. The Magen Avraham, in Siman Reish Samach Zayim, points out that when it comes to davening Ma'ariv Friday night, we allow an inconsistency and we permit someone to daven Ma'ariv even before Shkia. Even though throughout the week, you always make sure to daven Ma'ariv after Shkia, when it comes to Friday night, you're allowed to make early Shabbos, and that certainly is widespread practice that many shuls have a minyan for early Shabbos Friday night. The Magen Avraham explains, why is that so? Why do we allow this inconsistency? And he explains based on a Bahag. Bahag points out that there's a mitzvah to Sefer Shabbos. There's a mitzvah to add on. Michol HaKodesh is a mitzvah to accept Shabbos early. And therefore, once you accept Shabbos early, Friday afternoon, in a sense, it's already Shabbos. You already accepted the holiness, the Kedusha of Shabbos. And therefore, even though we typically don't allow someone to be inconsistent and daven Ma'ariv before Shkia on a regular weekday afternoon, since when it comes to Friday night, you already accepted the Kedusha of Shabbos, it's already considered Shabbos, then we permit you to daven Ma'ariv of Shabbos.